Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. My purpose is to become smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and a superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness, knowledge, understanding, motivation, hands-on skill, communication skill, and mastery in the art of exceptional living. Every single podcast causes you to naturally attract more great new patients, makes you more capable and motivating and persuading people toward higher levels of health, empowers you to make smarter, long-term decisions in all areas of your life, and energizes you physically, mentally, and financially. Well, guess what time it is again? It's case study time. So let's just jump right in with our next interesting and inspiring chiropractor case study.
Ah, yes, Winner's Edge Chiropractic Practice Success Case Study. And we're going to have a beauty today with one of our powerhouse chiropractors. And there's so much I want to say here, but I'm going to let him say it because he's so interesting and he's got such an incredible story. So let's start with this. Who are you and where are you geographically in the world? Ready, go.
I am Dr. Kevin Deddy, and I'm in Vista, California, which is north of San Diego.
Vista, California,
about 6 miles from the beach.
Okay. Did you grow up around there? Is that your home turf?
Yeah, I grew up about 20 minutes south of here in Encinitas, California, born and raised. And the only time I was out of town here was when I went away to college.
Nice. Okay. So you're cruising along and somehow you decide to go to chiropractic school. Where and when did you graduate?
So I started at Life University, and after I did my undergraduate in UC Santa Cruz, and then I went out to Georgia because I'd never been outside of California before. And I go, well, let's go see what it's like somewhere else.
Wow.
And my chiropractor that I was seeing when I was in high school went, he goes, man, if you're going to go anywhere, go to Life University, because they were just on a big growth.
Yes.
Growth spurt. They were in the Olympics. They were just doing so much cool stuff. So,
wow.
So I head on out to Marietta, Georgia by the Big Chicken. And I was out there for about a year. And after a year, I was just homesick. I just didn't get a good group of friends out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up coming on back to Life West. And then I finished out at Life West and I graduated in June of 2011.
How cool is that? You could go from one life to another life. That's really kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, UC Santa Cruz. Oh, when I hear that, I think of the chairlift that goes around the little amusement park down there. And one of my best friends from college, Joe Marini, and they've got Marini's candies and Marini's bikinis. They've got a couple little shops around there. And I think they invented the bacon maple bar.
Wow.
Anyway.
It sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. Okay. So California to Georgia, back to California, you graduate in 2011. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how did we meet? Go ahead and tell everybody the story.
Well, I actually graduated in 2001. So
2001.
So I'm cruising along a few years in practice, multiple coaches, not getting any traction. And my buddy, Dr. Matt Hubbard, and I, we had this thing down in San Diego called CORE, Chiropractors on the Road to Excellence. And it was our philosophy forum that we met once a month for many years. And somehow he was out, you know, in Minneapolis, Twin Cities area, and he runs into you and says, hey, come speak to our group. And of course, you jump on a plane and come on out.
That's
and
right.
So we meet when you came and spoke and you told the infamous story of the SR-71.
Oh, yes, the jet story, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah. And it was like, you go, what does this got to do with chiropractic? Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's what it got to do with you.
Because the story starts to drag. And what does that do with chiropractic? And on all this, the hardcore philosophy, well, nothing. And then I had to bring it around.
Yeah. What's it got to do with me? Everything. So yeah, that was, I remember just saying, God, you know, cause I honestly, I was 10 years in practice at that point.
10 years in practice. Wow.
And I had 8 coaches.
Oh my goodness.
And I was still seeing 70 a week with just accumulated debt and just a disaster. And I said, God, if this is the guy, make it a sign.
Yeah.
And you hand this little bag out, put your business.
That's what you say, God, like not just a figure of speech, like God, if this is the guy. Okay. And then I start,
like, I need some help.
Then I start throwing out CD sets, like frisbees.
CD sets. And not only did I get one, but then my buddy Terry next to me goes, here, you can have it. And he gave me 2. And I go, all right, I'm in.
Oh, my God. Oh. I loved talking there in that kind of cool little dark room in this nondescript place. That was great. And of course, Matt is great. And the whole crew was great. So we meet then. All right, fine. And you're kind of wondering, hey, is this going to be the thing? Because you start to lose heart. You're not, the debt's growing. You're not feeling, traction is the perfect word. And it starts to get a guy to think they're going to resign to their fate.
Yep.
And time will do that. It'll wear a guy down. But you say, hey, maybe this is the thing. Okay. So then what ultimately made you join?
Well, then we hopped on a call and honestly, you said something to the effect of, you're such a disaster that you can't make a good decision. So I'm just going to make the decision for you and just call Emma and give her your credit card.
Yeah. And that does happen. And you know that. And now you realize that's true. Some people are in such a state, they're not able to make a good decision because they're in that, they're not in their higher self, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And and it was cool because I trusted, I knew what you were capable of, especially with the experience you had. And fortunately, you trusted me. And of course, Emma was running all things at Winner's Edge at the time. And we got you started. Okay. So when you started, what were you seeing per week? And maybe what were you collecting?
Yeah. So I just looked before our call. It was October 10th of 2011 was when I joined and signed that contract.
October 10th of 2011.
Yep. And so at the time I was seeing 70 a week and I would be lucky to collect $8,000 or $10,000 a month.
$8,000 or $10,000 a month. And that just destroys a guy's soul. Yeah. Were you married at the time yet?
I was.
He was married. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you have for debt? Where were you starting from debt-wise?
Well, student loans at that point were about 100, 105.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with starting the business and credit cards and all that, I had at least another 150, 200K.
Yeah. A bunch of different debts that added up.
I was in the hole pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're in the hole pretty deep when you can't really make any real payments.
Yep.
Okay. What were you doing for saving and investing at the time?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, we got a laugh out of him on that one.
Nothing.
And what did you have for money and investing knowledge at the time?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, what were some of your biggest stresses?
Well, of course, funny. Money was not interesting. I said funny. Money was the interesting one. And but yeah, I mean, it was just, I knew I had a passion for chiropractic, but people weren't coming in. And so that the biggest stress was just trying to figure out how I was going to make this thing work.
Oh, and then you start to question yourself. I've got this belief, but people don't want to come in, and you start to, and all this stuff. I know where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a certain attitude about life, about practice, about the future and all those things. So we start to roll along. What were some of the very first changes that you made? Can you remember?
Yeah. The first thing was the layout. That was you know, you said, hey, let me see what your floor plan looks like. And then of course you just rip that thing apart and but because I was in the hole financially, we had to do kind of the step one and we had to put a couple walls in, seal. I had a big open adjusting room and we sealed that up and made it more private and accessible for people. We got some roller tables in. I think we started with like 2 roller tables.
Got some more chairs in there.
Yep. Got some more chairs, threw some paint on the walls and, you know, because you said your place looks like a effing igloo.
Yeah, it looks like you.
Because I had the blue carpet and the white walls.
Yeah, now you got these great colors and all of this stuff. And of course, you've gone through a couple, big transformation here where you basically gutted the place and worked, with plywood barrier walls in the space next door. It's the, when we say whatever it takes, they show a picture of Kevin Deddy. It's what they show. Okay. So now where are you at with some of your best that you're proud of in practice now?
Well, we hover around 300 a week now, collecting 50, 60 a month, all cash outside of just a little personal injury.
Yeah.
And pure chiropractic model.
Yeah, it's a pure chiro model. So that means the overhead is very low. Never be fooled, people. And he'll tell you, Kevin will tell you, there's plenty of chiropractor collecting 100 and not taking home very much money. And there's many a chiropractor collecting 40 and they got the big house overlooking the lake and they got $1 million+ put away, okay, before the age of 40. So he's got a wonderful model there that has an efficiency and you're well in the profit zone, yes?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Yeah. Okay. What would you say are some of the big things how is Winner's Edge different from other things that you were exposed to? How do you describe that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the things that I was exposed to before, you know, you sign up, you get the big manual books and, back then they give you this big, you get a big box that shows up filled with all these manuals and it was all procedural based. It was just here's your exam and let's get some new patients in the door. And so if you could even get new patients to come in, the system inside sucked. And so nobody stuck around.
Yeah.
And, so I got to the point where I could see, 20 new patients a month or something like that, but none of them would stay because it was all broken inside.
Ugh. Yes. So what was different about here then?
Yeah. So here, the first thing, it was starting with the money flow, which allows for the systems now in place. And then, and when I say the systems in place, it's we have the five plays, of course. So we've got our five plays and we've got our five case types, and you've got the system laid out so that we have a specific and strategic plan for each one of those five patient types and each one of those five plays. And it all seamlessly works together to make people want to come back and stick around and give you their money.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. The whole Winner's Edge thing of the new patient, the report, the office visit, the re-exam, the re-sign. Okay. The work injury, the car wreck, the insurance person, the Medicare person, the person that's cash. So you got five people, you do five different things, and just getting it broken down like that and going, hey, I could be an expert at that. Right. And you can. And then of course, like he was mentioning on the back end, if we don't have the money flow set up, you don't have any place to receive the income that the front side will bring. Yeah. And that constipates the whole thing and creates a big mess. So we approach things in a way that nobody looks at it. And, but it's the way it has to be done.
The thing that really made the big difference is what we call the treatment time. Mm. And, for you to be able to lay out the math on that and somebody says, oh, I want to see 100 a day, but they're spending 7 minutes a minute with a patient.
Yeah.
And mathematically, it's not possible. So to be able to see the math on that and then to whittle down and get the treatment time low enough with the quality high enough that you can actually help some people.
Yeah. And that's what he's really been able to benefit from. See, remember now, everybody, you got about 800 minutes for people interaction time. So if you want to see 200 a week, you got to average 4 minutes with new patients and reports. Yeah, but I want to do this and you want to do that. Well, then you don't get that because you only got 800 minutes. You got to realize you got fixed seconds. And Kevin has known that and he's been able to refine and compress his quality where he can have the volume where he wants it, beautiful flowing days and a good week, good collections, low overhead, all the accumulation, all that going. All right. What's happening with debt now?
There isn't any.
Yeah, just a house, right?
Just a house.
Yeah.
Well, house, and I own the building that I'm into, the commercial building that I'm in.
Yeah.
So I've got a little bit on that.
Yeah. So he's got the house, he's got the building, he's set up beautifully, accelerating all of that. Good. All right. And what do you know about money now?
Still learning every day.
Yeah, we're still learning. And the more you learn, the more you realize it's like infinite. But just the same, he could say this, I know enough to get me there.
Yeah, I know enough to get me there. And, thanks to your help and leadership and, and cracking the whip when you got to and showing us how to invest properly and safely and effectively.
Yeah, it's really a cool thing. Okay. What would you say are some of the most impactful systems that you've learned here? And there's almost so many that people, when I ask this question, don't even know where to go because the team meeting is a system and the huddle is a system and the money flow chart is a system and the debt thing is a system. But just what comes up the other day, a guy said the report diagram, I totally forgot about that, but that's like this kryptonite tool used to get people to start care. But any system talk for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say it is these right here.
Oh my gosh. I totally didn't have that on my radar either. You're the first one to bring that up. Yeah.
And for those that are not watching and just listening, I was showing a 3-inch stack of orange cards, and the orange card system is what changed my life. Yeah. The orange card system is to be able to take the four areas of our life, the love, health, career, money, and get those down into a little 3x5 card that fits in our pocket that we have with us 24/7. And I can read it every day. And now I have a 12-year history of my goals and what I've accomplished and where I'm going.
Set, get. What we do at every seminar, people, is we lay out our goals very clearly. Our main goal on the front of the card and on the back of the card, the four areas of life, love, health, career, and money. He's become a master at this. And because his mind is so clear, he can lock in on something and literally cause it to happen and then lock in again and cause it to happen. And if you had time and you started going through those cards, it'd be, yep, that happened, got this, did this, did that. It's an amazing thing because it keeps your mind always directed forward and then your life follows. Yeah, in fact, Winner's Edge is the orange card thing. That's the foundation of everything here, goals, and then all the activities and systems and procedures to move us toward the targets that you've set. Like what we say here, if you can tell us what you want, we can show you how to get it because we're going to get it written down in the form of goals and then engineer the plan to get you there as long as what you want is reasonable and smart. Okay, any other things that are amazing about just being in the group?
Well, you know, being around
high
quality people, but you know, the other thing that I love is the best sheet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And again, just
explain to everybody what that is.
Yeah. So the best sheet, you know, one of the first things that Dr. Torrey asks us is what are your bests? You know, when you start up with him, cause it's like, yeah, you might know where you want to go, but where are you at? What's the best you've ever done so that we know that we can measure if there's improvement there. And so we have our best here with our visits in a week, visits in a month, new patients, referrals, PI cases, services, collections. Yeah. And we have all of that stuff written down in a really concise format. But it's so fun to go back and look at these and see, you know, my first 100 visit day, my first, $50,000 collection month, or my first $25,000 collection week. And
it's such a cool thing. It's just a little piece of paper. Then we just write down these categories and what's your best? And we're always going to make a new best. So we have big overall goals for the month or say for the year. Then we have this little sheet, super handy. And hey, you're always going for the best visits on a Monday. You're going for a best collection day. See, we have to know A to get to B, just like he's teaching us here. And by tracking that, it's only a matter of time before you have new bests. Yeah, and I have the original sheet where I invented that like in about the year 2000, you know. It's really an amazing tool. Oh, okay. Why would you say literally all chiropractors, especially newer graduates and all new graduates, should be in Winner's Edge for at least a few years? Why would that be true?
Well, first of all, just to get rid of your student loans as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I was 10 years in and I hadn't even touched my student loans. Didn't know how. Couldn't do it. So, man, if I had met you when I graduated, I would be so much different financially in a position right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It would be an avalanche of...
I think that's what's so unique about you, Torrey, is it's not just about what's happening in our practice. It's about... what's happening in our life and our life revolves around finances, unfortunately. It just does.
Yeah.
And so how do we have that piece in place so that we can live a high quality life?
Yeah. The practice is the tool that we use for satisfaction and serving people and generating income so that you can build a great life. Winner's Edge is about you building the exceptional personal life, Okay. And you got your house and you got your chickens and you got your fresh eggs and you got the dirt bikes and you got the beautiful chiropractic kids and you got this life. It's the life we're after. Chiropractic is your profession. Your mission is creating the exceptional life. And success is in the setup. The setup is your office and the setup is where you live. And we got to get those set up right. But the practice is the money-making machine that feeds the exceptional life. Okay. So we're way, way bigger than that. And we're thinking all the way until you retire and able to live off of your investments in the future. We have the plan all the way to that. And I'm sure we're the first group ever that had such a thing. Okay. And I mean, very, very precise and very, very workable. Okay. Let's go to here now. Okay. We want unique, funny, memorable, convicting. Maybe you were irritated. Tory stories. From you or anything you heard with anybody else, but just you know.
Oh, there's so many. Where do I start? My favorite Toryism is gobs of time. We got gobs of time.
Yeah, but there's like, but it's like 90 seconds.
90 seconds. Oh,
the breaks at 10:02, and it's like 1 minute. Oh, gobs of time, and it's like 43 seconds. But yeah. It does. But I do want to. But I'm trying to express. You can get a lot done in 43 seconds. You might be able to answer a couple emails, answer something with the staff member, take a look at your goals really quick. You can get a lot done in 43 seconds if you want to. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's when people meet you, Tori. It's they either love you or hate you, and I don't say that lightly. I mean that in the best respectful way, because you tell the truth when it needs to be told. And you've done that to me many, many times. And, you know, my favorite thing is that you'll never, ever, ever give up on us. And
No, I won't. Because what's happening here is I look at Kevin Detti as a project and I want to see get into your perfected state. And we know with the practice running beautifully, investments, so you really start to get a lot of passive income. The home is paid for. The kids are doing okay. Relationship is good. You're out doing the things you love on a mountain bike or on the ski hill or in the mountains and all of those things. And so I can just sit back and say, he's doing okay. That's what I'm after is I got to get to where I sit back and go, all right, he's doing okay. And Alter's doing okay. And Bethany's doing okay. And all of these people, that's what I'm going for is that state of a life. And whatever I can do to crack the whip and have systems and procedures, motivation, inspiration, and all of that to get there, that's what I'm going to do. And if people like or don't like, I don't care, because the truth is what it is. It works the way it works. And I come across a little edgy sometimes, but if you just
perfect
hang with me, I will get you there. Yeah. Anything else on those things?
Yeah. Like one of my favorites is like, you know, we're cranking away. We're in growth mode. And let's say, you know, we hit a new best and it's like, oh, we hit, you know, 60 a day. And then we shoot you a text and you go, yeah, that's cool. But 70 is better.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't 70 be better? And there's no time to sit there and bask.
No.
Wouldn't 70 be good? And see what I'm doing, everybody? I'm repositioning the mind immediately. Yeah. Otherwise, he'll just stick there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're always raising the lowest minimum standard.
We hit 50 a month. You're like, yeah, 60 is better. 100 is even better. Now it's 100 better.
Yeah, 100's better.
100's better.
Yeah, and always. What we're doing is we want to always be positioning the mind so your mind is always pointed toward the thing you want next. Okay, there's not a lot of time for trophy shining. We got to reposition to what we want next and be elevating and elevating and ever growing. And that's great. Oh, my goodness. Okay, anything else on that?
That's about it.
That's plenty. Oh, what a great case study here, but it's a classic example of a chiropractor who got out, got going, had the heart for chiropractic, but needed the systems and the procedures and some coaching that would really get him unstuck and get him moving forward in all the areas of life that mattered. And he found that here and is doing well, but you would say there's quite a bit of room to go yet. Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just getting started.
Yeah, just getting started. So he is, at the time of this recording, 12, 13 years in the group. And we sit there and say, hey, we're just starting to get traction. We're just starting to see these things climb, the dollar amounts that are being invested. It just gets more fun, doesn't it?
It does. You know, 22 years in practice, and I love chiropractic more than ever.
Yeah.
And you just,
yeah.
What an incredible profession that lets us serve people serve humanity and have a great life along the way.
Yeah, it's just an incredible thing. And when you respect chiropractic, believe me, it will serve you and it will take great care of you. Well, thank you, KD. I look forward to seeing you soon. And I look forward to seeing all the great things you're going to continue to do in your chiropractic journey. Tori out. Great job.
Bye. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.